This is KCUR 89.3 NPR in Kansas City. The number of school-based health clinics has more than doubled in the last 20 years in response to the challenges low-income students and their families face trying to access health care. As KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports, more districts in the metro are investing in these clinics so kids can arrive at school healthy and ready to learn.
The fourth grader in Amanda Whiting's chair has never been to the dentist, so she's a little nervous to go to the dental clinic at her school, J.A. Rogers Elementary.
You got some bumps on your gum up here. That's indicating you got a giant booger building up under your tooth, okay?
We don't use scary terms. When we are treating a kiddo, we don't talk about needles and anesthetic. I have a squirt gun full of sleepy juice that is going to help put your tooth to sleep. And we snore loudly.
Whiting is the dental director at Samuel L. Rogers Health Center, which runs the clinic for the Kansas City Public Schools. She says about a quarter of kids get about 80% of all childhood cavities, and kids who live in poverty are more likely to experience tooth decay.
Parents at home are focused on putting shelter over their kids' head, getting food on the table. Those are higher up on the hierarchy of needs than getting them a dental checkup. So, you know, there is a good chunk of our kids who have never seen a dentist before, or it's been a long time since they've seen a dentist.
Adrian Blankenship Johnson is the principal at J.A. Rogers. She says for kids who've been having dental pain, being able to get their problems taken care of at school is a huge relief.
When they realize they had a special person working to make their smile pretty, then it builds some confidence. It's like, yes, I've got a pretty smile. I can show my pearly whites.
There are other benefits, too. Kids who are seen in the dental clinic only miss an hour or two of school for a checkup, whereas if their parents have to take them to a dental office, they might miss an entire day. That matters a lot in Missouri, where the state closely tracks school attendance.
They can come out of class for just a few moments and be right still on campus.
That's why Samuel L. Rogers is putting more dental and health clinics in schools. Ginger Von Pollen is a family nurse practitioner who oversees these programs. She says, besides costs, the reason low-income kids don't get routine health care is because their families don't have reliable transportation or their parents can't take time off of work.
If we can be there where the students are, they don't have to miss class. And so they're not missing those key reviews for tests. They're not missing learning new concepts. They're also not missing all the fun stuff too, like recess and activities, gym class, a music class, all of those things that help stimulate those students to learn.
And it's not just urban districts opening school-based health clinics either. In December, Pirate Primary Care opened in the Belton School District after almost 7 years of planning. Some school districts open clinics for staff to save on health care costs, but Belton wanted the clinic to take care of kids as well.
Especially those who are uninsured or underinsured, and to help them get on Medicaid if that's what they need to do.
That's Lisa Cummings, Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources. She says the clinic, which is run by Southland Primary Care, is open 5 days a week when school is in session.
Staff can go while they're on the clock. We get coverage for their classroom when they go. Kids, we can work it out to where we can get them over there if a parent can't leave work.
Belton Superintendent Andy Underwood says at least one seriously ill student has been seen in the clinic already.
We have seen some students that do not have insurance. They've been very sick. Their parents will not seek out health care unless it's dire straits because they don't have the financial means to provide that care.
Underwood says the district has assurances from Southland Primary Care that they'll work with families who can't pay so students can get the care they need to get healthy and go back to school. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.